Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs. Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. We have teams from Donegal, Derry and Tyrone, and no doubt the competition will be tight as four stalwarts play to uphold the honour of their local place of refreshment. Six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round. The referee, scorekeeper and timekeeper is Donal Kavanagh. Here he is with the rules of the contest.
2 points for a correct answer for a team question, and if they get it wrong, it'll be thrown over to the other team, who will get 1 point if they can answer it correctly. We can only accept your first answer. The team captains will answer on behalf of the team. The individual questions are also worth 2 points, but will not be passed over. 10 seconds is allowed to consider each answer, and in the event of a tie at the end of the contest, the two captains will play against one another in a sudden-death playoff to determine a winner.
Thanks, Donal. Well, tonight the two teams up to do battle are the Lighthouse Tavern Thanard and the first of our four highest-scoring losers, Browns on the Green from Letterkenny Golf Club. Playing for the Lighthouse Tavern are Manus Michael Wayne, who's the captain, Michael Wayne, John Dorian and Liam Dorian. Playing for Browns on the Green are Hugh McLafferty, who's the captain, Tracy Spence, Michael Boucher-Hayes and Kevin McDonough. Well, we tossed a coin before the thing started and Browns won and they elected to go first. So best of luck to everybody. Here we go. Round one. Browns on the Green first. Team questions. Who played Catherine Zeta-Jones's father in The Darling Buds of May? Who played Catherine Zeta-Jones's father in The Darling Buds of May?
David Jason.
He did, for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. The Magnificent Seven was a remake of which 50s Japanese film?
Seven Samurai.
Correct, for 2 points. Browns on the Green. What is heraldic black called? Heraldic black is called...
Sable.
Sable is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What was the Al short for in Al Capone? It's got to be exact. What was the Al short for in Al Capone?
Alphonsus.
Alphonse is fine. That's good. 2 points. Now, Browns on the Green. Which film ends with Louis... I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Casablanca.
Casablanca is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. Who did Jodie Foster play in The Silence of the Lambs? What was her character name? In The Silence of the Lambs.
Clarice Darling. Yep.
Clarice Darling is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. What is the world's longest mountain range? The world's longest mountain range.
The Andes.
The Andes is correct for 2 points. And the last question in the first round to the Lighthouse Tavern. What is the largest country in Africa? The largest country in Africa.
Sudan.
Sudan is correct for 2 points. Good answering all round. Donald scores.
Both teams in that round scored maximum points. Browns on the Green, 8. Lighthouse Tavern, 8.
Excellent. Good contest. Here we go with round two. Browns on the Green. Team question. What is the capital of Tasmania?
Hobart.
Hobart is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What is the state capital of Ohio? The state capital of Ohio.
Columbus.
Columbus is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. What does the Oscar statuette stand on? What does the Oscar statuette stand on?
reel of film.
A roll of film is absolutely correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What was Henry Fonda's last film for which he won an Oscar?
On Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. Which Shakespeare play begins with a storm at sea?
The Tempest.
The Tempest is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What colour is the flag of Libya?
Green.
It is green for 2 points. Browns on the Green. Which character was the undertaker in Dad's Army? What was the name of the character who was the undertaker in Dad's Army?
Yeah. Fraser.
Fraser is correct for 2 points. And Lighthouse Tavern. What was Stanley Holloway's role in My Fair Lady? Stanley Holloway. My Fair Lady. Need an answer, chaps?
He would have been man.
I need his name, please. Thank you.
Henry Doolittle.
Henry Doolittle.
I'm sorry. I can't accept that. I've got to accept your first answer, Manus.
Okay.
His name is Alfred Doolittle.
Okay,
got to accept the first. Right, we have finished with 2 rounds, and Donal.
Well, in that round, Billy Browns on the Green scored 8, and Lighthouse Tavern scored 6. So the cumulative scores are now Browns on the Green 16, Lighthouse Tavern 14.
Okay, only 2 in it. Let's go with the team questions again. Third round. Browns on the Green. Which series featured... These are all TV questions, by the way. Which series featured Denzel and Trigger?
Only Fools and Horses.
Only Fools and Horses is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. Which title by Jules Verne was reenacted by Michael Palin? Which title by Jules Verne was reenacted by Michael Palin?
Around the World in 80 Days.
Absolutely correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. What's the name of the pub in Neighbours? What is the name of the pub in Neighbours? Any soap fans here?
Lassiter's.
Throw it across for 1 point to the Lighthouse Tavern. If they get it right. Must have an answer, chaps?
No.
Nope. It's called the Waterhole. The Waterhole is the name of the pub in Neighbours. Now, Lighthouse Tavern, your own question. What is Rebecca's surname in Cheers? In the programme Cheers. Rebecca, what was her surname?
How.
How is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. Which Ray presents The World of Survival on BBC Two? Which Ray presents World of Survival?
Ray Mears.
Ray Mears does indeed for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What was Mrs. Sharple's first name in Coronation Street?
Ina.
Ina. Ina. None like her. Ina Sharples. Browns on the Green. Who presented the programme That's Life? That's Life.
Esther Ransom.
She did for 2 points. And Lighthouse Tavern, who is Fred Flintstone's wife? Fred Flintstone's wife.
Wilma.
Wilma is correct for 2 points. That is the end of round 3. Donal.
I can tell you in that round, Browns on the Green scored 6 and Lighthouse Tavern scored 8. The scores back level again, both teams on 22.
Excellent. Now, the feared round, gentlemen and ladies, the individual round, OK? I'm going to start by asking Browns and the Green the 4 questions first. So we'll start with Hugh. Which clerk was a journalist on the Daily Planet? Which clerk was it? It's a no-conferring round, thank you. Was a journalist on
Kent the... Clark.
I can't give it to you, I'm afraid. His name is Clark Kent, not Kent Clark. Okay? Sorry about that. Tracy, your turn. Who did Sirhan assassinate? Sirhan, Sirhan.
Robert Kennedy.
Did indeed, for 2 points. Michael, in the rhyme, who killed Cock Robin? In the rhyme, who killed Cock Robin?
Sorry, I can't remember that.
No? The sparrow.
Sparrow.
I said the sparrow with my bow and arrow. Kevin, who jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge?
Billy Joe McAllister.
Billy Joe McAllister did indeed. Lighthouse Tavern, your individual question, starting with Manus. How is Norma Jean Baker better known?
Marilyn Monroe.
She is. 2 points. Michael, Bill Gates founded which computer corporation?
Microsoft.
Microsoft is correct. John, what type of food is consomme?
It's a soup.
It is a soup for 2 points. And Liam, if you were eating al fresco, where would you be?
Italy.
Well, you might be, but you'd be outside. Outside.
Outside. Outside.
Yeah, no, no good. Sorry, I can't give you that. Okay. You'd be outside anywhere in any country dining al fresco. Okay, well, that's the first individual round. Donald.
After that round, Billy, the Browns on the Green team scored 4. They're on 26. Lighthouse Tavern scored 6, and they're 2 ahead on 28.
Plenty to play for. Well, we've had the first individual round, and I just want to remind you that this programme is brought to you by Rafo Hardware and Gwen Company, the people with the answers to all your farm, home and building questions. Here we go with the second half of the quiz. Individual rounds again. Hugh, starting with you. What is the currency of Russia?
The ruble.
The ruble is correct for 2 points. Tracy, Qantas is the national airline of where?
Australia.
Australia is correct for 2 points. Michael, what animal features in the painting The Monarch of the Glen?
Stag.
A stag does indeed, a red deer stag. And Kevin, which insect might be used by a snooker player?
Spider.
A spider is also correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, your 4 questions, starting with Manus. Where would you look to find the Mount of the Moon and the Girdle of Venus? Where would you look to find the Mount of the Moon and the Girdle of Venus?
On your palm.
Exactly right, on the palm of your hand. Yep. Michael, what number is opposite 1 on a die, or a dice as we call them? What number is opposite 1?
5.
6. 6 it is. Now, John, Helen Sharman was the first Briton to go where? Helen Sharman.
To go into space.
She was indeed. 2 points. And Liam, which singer took the title role in the film The Great Caruso? Great Caruso. No? No idea? I think a lot of people around the table know. It was Mario Lanza. Mario Lanza was the Great Caruso. Right. You'll be glad to know that's the end of the individual rounds now, chaps. Donald.
In that round, Billy, Browns on the Green scored 8 and the Lighthouse Tavern scored 4. Scores are now Browns on the Green 34, Lighthouse Tavern are 2 behind on 32.
A tight contest. Here we go. Team round, Browns on the Green. Which David's autobiography was The Moon's a Balloon?
David Niven.
David Niven is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, in which country is the volcano Popocatépetl? In which country is the volcano Popocatépetl?
Mexico.
Mexico is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green, what scale is used to measure wind velocity?
Beaufort scale.
Beaufort scale is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, what did Beijing used to be called?
Peking.
Peking is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green, what is the capital of Afghanistan?
Kabul.
Kabul is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. A baby elephant is called a what?
A calf.
A calf is correct for 2 points. What was the name, Browns on the Green, of the Ewing Ranch in Dallas?
South Fork.
Far too easy, these questions, aren't they? Last one for the Lighthouse Tavern of this round. Which season does the word vernal relate to?
Spring.
Spring is correct for 2 points. I hope that's the last of the easy questions. Right, Donald.
In that round, Billy, the Browns on the Green team scored 8, and in fact, so did Lighthouse Tavern, full houses all round. The cumulative scores are now Browns on the Green on 42 and the Lighthouse Tavern on 40.
Excellent. Right, 2 more rounds to go, chaps and ladies. Browns on the Green, team question. In which game would you find a night watchman?
Cricket.
Cricket is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What is the name of Del Trotter's local pub? When Del goes out for a pint with Rodney, they go to... Need an answer, chaps?
No, nothing coming.
Nothing coming. 1 point if the Browns and the Green get it right.
The Nag's Head.
The Nag's Head is correct for a bonus point. Now, your own question, Browns and the Green. What is the female version of an earl in the UK? What is the female version of an earl in the UK?
Marchioness.
Offer it for 1 point to the other side.
Countess.
Countess is correct for bonus point. Now, your own question, Lighthouse Tavern. Who wrote Lady Chatterley's Lover?
D.H. Lawrence.
D.H. Lawrence did indeed. Browns on the Green. Which actor died during the making of Gladiator, the film? Which actor died during the making of Gladiator?
Oliver Reed.
Oliver Reed did. 2 points to you. Lighthouse Tavern. Who wrote the novel Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy?
John le Carré.
John le Carré did for 2 points. Browns on the Green. On which lake was Donald Campbell killed? On which lake was Donald Campbell killed? In Bluebird.
Lake Windermere.
Throw it over for 1 point to the Lighthouse Tavern.
Coniston.
Coniston Water it was for 1 point. And your own question, now the last question in this round, Lighthouse Tavern. What was the day job of mass murderer Harold Shipman? What was the day job?
A doctor.
He was a doctor indeed. 2 points to the Lighthouse Tavern. Well, with 1 round to go, Donald, what's the score?
Well, after that round, Billy, the Browns on the Green scored 5 and the Lighthouse Tavern scored 8. That brings us to 47 for Browns on the Green, 48 for the Lighthouse Tavern, 1 point in it.
1 point in it and 1 round to go. Here we are. Best of luck. Browns on the Green. Which Irish animal is quicker going uphill than downhill?
The hare.
The hare is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What is the official language of Chile? Chile.
Spanish.
Spanish is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. What is the modern name of Hangman's Corner in London? What's the modern name of Hangman's Corner in London?
Marble Arch.
Marble Arch is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. Which city is the state capital of Nevada? Which city is the state capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
Carson City is correct for 2 points. Browns on the Green. In soccer, how many yards is the goal line from the penalty spot?
12 yards.
12 yards is absolutely correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. When a lot of cats get together, what's the collective name?
A clowder.
A clowder of cats is correct for 2 points. 2 more questions. Browns on the green. Which Greenpeace ship was sunk in New Zealand by the French?
Rainbow Warrior.
Correct for 2 points. And the last question to Lighthouse Tavern. Kimberley in South Africa is famous for producing which gem?
Diamonds.
Diamonds is correct for 2 points. And ladies and gentlemen, we have no more questions. That's the end of the contest. Donald.
I can tell you, Billy, that both teams in that round scored a perfect 8. That leaves the final score, Browns on the green, 55. The winners by 1 point on 56, the Lighthouse Tavern.
Well done, chaps.
Well done.
That was a very, very close game indeed. Well, the winners go through to the next round, and the two highest scoring, highest scoring losers in the competition get a second chance to air their knowledge in a later round. Unfortunately, that was Browns on the green second. Whack at it. So, just after the 9 o'clock news next Sunday night, tune in again to hear Dixie's Bar Strabane compete against McBride's Bar in Castlefin. So from the teams representing the Lighthouse Tavern in Fannad, Browns on the Green Letterkenny, with thanks to Canis Wilson and Tommy Rosny for engineering, from Donald Kavanagh and myself, Billy Patterson, good evening.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to your home, farming or building questions.
Since this programme was recorded, it has come to our attention that one of the answers accepted by ourselves was in fact incorrect. Until recently, Sudan was the largest country in Africa, but since South Sudan gained its independence in 2011, the largest country is now Algeria. With this in mind, both Browns of the Green in Letterkenny and the Lighthouse Tavern will advance to the next round.